One, two, three. In a galaxy I know, far, far away, long time ago, was a war of good and bad, with a far boy and his dad. And we do what we are told, 'cause we're under his regime. We are all on patrol, all for Emperor Palpatine. We all work for Emperor Palpatine.
That'd be great.
Well, I was gonna do a Porg that has
what?
Like, listen, that has like the mask of an Ewok on. Like, he's dressed up like an Ewok. And then I was like, no, that's too stupid. Because I just originally wanted to get an Ewok. But I thought it would be funny.
That's weird.
I know.
Would you get a specific Ewok or like a random Ewok?
No, I want to get the main one. I forgot his name.
Seriously?
Ubnub. Nub nub nub.
Yubnub?
Yubnub.
That is not his name.
Nub Nub?
No.
That's what they say.
That's the song that they sing. And they say Yub Nub. His name is Wicket.
Charlie. Oh.
Ouch, well, Charlie.
That really hurt. Now, I was going to do one of those. But I don't know. Now I'm like having second thoughts. So I think I don't want that anymore. And so last Monday I got bored. So I drew like the, which I should have taken a picture of it. And I'm kind of mad at myself that I didn't. But I drew like the Death Star on my forearm. And it looked really freaking cool. And so I kind of want to get that. But then I was like, nobody, I mean, people are going to know what the Death Star is, but I don't know. I don't know. So, I feel like we should have a vote. Like, everyone needs to go to Facebook and vote on what tattoo I should get.
Are you going to make a poll?
Yeah.
Okay, when are you going to do this?
I was thinking about it. We should do, I don't know how to do a poll on Facebook. You do it, and I'll send you the images.
Okay.
Or can you do images, or how does that work?
I'm not sure. I'm sure you can.
Okay.
Have we started the podcast?
I have no idea.
Is this going to be the podcast?
It could be the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to this amazing podcast. Bet you thought I was going to say the X-Wing Files.
What?
I don't know. I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Logan.
I'm Ryan.
And this is Jacob. He's Fulcrum. I don't know.
Johnny posted a meme or a little cartoon strip on the X-Wing Files group.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bunch of Ewoks holding pickets. It says, separation of C-3PO and state. Keep C-3PO out of our classrooms. It's atheist Ewoks.
That's funny. Because he's God.
Because they think he's a god, yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
He posted a bunch of memes.
Yeah. I always try to remember, but then I'm like, I just shared that. Why didn't I post it?
Yeah. So, what do you think about, what do you think Palpatine's plan was if Darth Maul would have killed Anakin?
I mean, I feel like, wait, what?
In episode one, when Darth Maul...
Did he already know
that about Anakin?
Yeah.
He's the one that manipulated the midichlorians to create Anakin.
So if Maul accidentally killed him or killed him on purpose?
Either or.
I feel like Maul would kill... He would have definitely killed... No, I mean, I feel like Palpatine would have killed Maul. He would have been pissed.
Yeah. But what if Maul was Palpatine's backup plan?
I mean, I don't know.
Could you see, instead of Darth Vader, Darth Maul?
No.
No?
I mean, not really. Bean, what are you doing?
I feel like it probably, what would happen would be Maul would betray Palpatine.
Oh, yeah.
And he would be the Emperor.
Oh. Kind of like how he's in charge of the Crimson people.
Yeah. Crimson Dawn.
Yeah, I feel like he'd probably be good at that. Yeah. Maybe it might have even crossed his mind.
I'm sure it did. Maybe not that early, but...
Maybe not that early.
I wonder what his, like, orders were from Palpatine. Because Palpatine sent him to Tatooine. And obviously he's trying to kill Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan and return Queen Amidala to Naboo. So if Anakin gets in the way, or, you know, I mean, I just wonder how it would play out. Like, would Palpatine still play the Senate role and still try to, because he wasn't Chancellor yet. And that's how he gets most of his power, because they voted him Chancellor.
I feel like he would still try to do that, because he would still try to be in as much power as he could.
Yeah. Because just because he's a Sith Lord doesn't mean he controls everything. He has to have that side of it to have that much power, right?
Yeah. I guess.
So Maul could have, like, screwed everything up if he would have just ran over Anakin.
He really would have. But then there would be, like, no story.
Well, there would be some story. It just wouldn't be Anakin's story.
Right. I'm trying to think, like, I don't know. Maybe he just would have tried to find someone else.
Or make another...
Yeah, midichlorian, chosen maybe. One.
That's like, what I've wondered
what
a
if
lot,
he,
too.
What if he actually midichlorianed, like, more than one baby?
I guess
that's
possible.
Where Rey comes in.
No.
Just kidding.
I wonder, like I haven't read the Palpatine book, but I wonder, like, he obviously had to know about the Chosen One to play that, to play.
How did he even know?
About the Chosen One? That's what I'm saying. Like, he had to be really close with the Jedi and know about the Chosen One.
What if his, like, lover was a Jedi?
Could be, I guess.
And he has daddy issues because they couldn't have any children. And so then he made Anakin.
So we're going the Jerry Springer out.
Yeah. Oh, this is a cool tattoo. I'm going to send this to you. And then you can explain it to the people. To the people. Can we pretend? What?
It's just a Mandalorian skull with Boba Fett in it.
It's freaking cool.
A Boba Fett? That is pretty cool.
I would get that. Boba Fett's not, like, my favorite, though. But that's...
Yeah. Cool. Oh, you should do that and have Sabine in it.
Oh, I would do that. Sabine.
That would be cool.
I could do her helmet. Let me look this up. There's a starfighter. I mean, yeah, a starfighter. And it's like, pew, pew, next to it. Pew, pew. Okay, let's see, huh?
Okay. They say that his hair color... Okay, I'm on Wikipedia looking up Palpatine. They say that his hair color is red. It wasn't red, what was it?
What, say it again?
I guess they're saying, like, early in his life.
How do you spell Sabine?
It's S-A-B-I-N-E.
Okay. Okay, say what you said again.
They have his hair color listed as red.
Whose?
Palpatine.
Oh. I'm pretty sure it's just, like, gray.
His death? Death Star 2 Endor System. Born on Naboo. Oh, he was 80 years old when he died.
Sabine came before Boba Fett. I mean, Boba Fett, right?
Boba Fett, yes.
Ever since we talked about that, I always say Boba Fett now. What if she's like his mom?
Actually, no. Actually, Boba Fett is older than Sabine. Because Boba Fett is in Attack of the Clones. And he's probably like 10 years old or something.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not sure how old Sabine is supposed to be in Rebels, but she's like probably, I would say like a late teenager or something.
Yeah, she's got to be like 18 or 19. That's what I think. Because she's not much older than old boy.
Yeah.
So, I think Sabine is very appropriate for me to get a tattoo of. But her helmets are all different.
Yeah.
But this one is really cool. I feel like I've seen it before, though. Okay. It's just her in her pink helmet. That would be cool, though. Or I could get the wolf. Logan said, F yes. The wolf would be kind of cool, though.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Oh my god, I know! You know how she draws the symbol?
Yeah.
How, not just like the regular symbol, but she draws it as like a bird, like a phoenix? I could do that.
Do you know why?
I'm sure I do, but I'm not off the top of my head.
Because they're Phoenix Squadron.
Oh. At least I knew it was a phoenix. That would be cool.
I'm trying to read up on Palpatine here. I guess mean, his backup plan was probably Count Dooku. One of his backup plans.
I mean, but he had a lot, didn't he? He had a few different apprentices.
Seems that way.
I mean, I don't know for sure. But yeah, that would be cool. I still feel like...
Are we actually in the podcast, or...?
Yeah.
Okay. I know we were talking, and I was like, hey, I gotta put y'all on hold, and then... So... What are we talking about?
Tattoos and Emperor Palpatine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I don't know if you guys know this, but there's no effing Star Wars news.
Yeah, we know. Ooh. I could just do, like, a red dot and be like, this is Tatooine.
It would be awesome to get, like, a twin son's tattoo. That although it would have to be a little bit bigger, you know?
I don't know, because I saw one that was pretty cool, and I knew what it was. I mean, and it was kind of small. It was on, like, the girl's arm.
Who has got the...
Jacob.
Oh.
Oh, she said she couldn't hear it.
I can hear it.
It's well, just really, really low on my...
In the background.
We're gonna get sued.
Yeah, well. What I'm else sorry. Is new? We'll give him Ryan's
sue us,
address.
Please. Yeah.
he's got lots
if
of
If you'd
money.
Like to sue us... Message at Polk79 on Twitter. He is the financial backer of this podcast.
Yep.
he holds all the money.
True story.
Well, this is interesting. Oh, go ahead.
I just said it was a true
story. She was just saying it was a true story.
This is saying that after the Emperor died, he had contingency plans to destroy the Empire. Because he said that he believed the Empire did not deserve to survive without its Emperor.
What a little brat.
Well, if I can't have any fun, no one else will either.
I'll just take my ball and go home. I can't, because the Rebels blew it up.
Both of them.
That's
what she said.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Did you ask the question that was in our flashback on Facebook, which I thought was really funny?
Yeah, I did. Elizabeth thinks it's an episode of Jerry Springer that Palpatine has daddy issues because he couldn't make a child with his romance. Yeah. So he created Anakin with the midichlorians.
Okay.
And
that's
or...
That's not the question, right?
That's not the question, but that's what we got to.
Okay.
I said that if Anakin didn't make it, because he was like, well, if Darth Maul kills Anakin, I was like, well, maybe he put more midichlorians into other babies. So there's like a few midichlorian babies walking around and they don't know.
This sounds so filthy.
Yeah, it does.
Oh my God.
But for real, like...
I put my midichlorians in that baby. I put my midichlorians in that baby.
All the babies
got my midichlorians.
I feel like maybe he did do something like that though, because that would be really stupid to just be like, put all the midichlorians in one infant. What if something happened to him?
In the Star Wars universe, it's not don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't put all your midichlorians in one infant.
Don't put all your midichlorians in my baby.
So he just manipulates the midichlorians.
Yeah, like, and then when
he doesn't
found
put
out
them in anything.
Anyway, and when he finds out which midichlorian baby is the best midichlorian baby, then he takes the rest of the midichlorians out of the other babies and, you know, I don't know
He'd
what he does
just
with
kill
them.
I feel like
that
I feel like you're saying that he was planning on having, like, a tournament of midichlorians.
I feel like he had, like, a few backup plans.
Is it like a game of midichlorians?
Yes. At the end, whoever's left standing...
In the game of midichlorians, you win or you die.
Because maybe that's how... Because if that happened, and he maybe forgot about a child or something like that, maybe that's how Rey came about, because they had kids, and then she was that midichlorian baby. Like, unexpected midichlorian baby. No?
Okay. No. I think you're thinking of midichlorians like they're an STD.
No. I'm just saying, like...
Or maybe, like, some kind of genetic disorder.
No. I mean, I know what they are. I just feel like he manipulated them, and they maybe forgot about one, and that
Does the Emperor strike you as somebody who ever forgot about anything?
I mean, I feel like he could have forgot a few things. I mean, he was kind of busy with the midichlorian Anakin.
He was getting busy with the midichlorians.
He had to, like, take out all the other, I don't know,
midichlorians. I feel like you're applying Harry Potter logic to Star Wars.
No!
They're not Horcruxes.
No, I'm not saying that. Now the Horcruxes, those are what Palpatine is living in the Death Star.
Is Elizabeth drunk and are high?
I'm, like, slightly tired. Like, we spent the whole day outside yesterday, and it was, like, 105 degrees. And then we were at Frontier City, and that's, like, it's a Six Flags tiny amusement park. And, like, even one of our kids passed out, and we still didn't leave. Like, we still stayed. We're some troopers, y'all.
Who's running that school, Anakin Skywalker?
I mean, I work there, so maybe.
School for younglings. Anakin Skywalker, school for younglings.
But a little kid, he's fine. His mom is a nurse, and she was there, so she just took him home. But, yeah. So I'm, like, super sore. My, like, foot was swollen when I got home. I didn't sleep last night because I kept having, like, night terrors. Like, it was horrible.
Well, this is interesting.
Night terrors?
No, I'm reading about Palpatine, you know, and it's getting into how he knows Tarkin. And it says that Tarkin is one of the few people who called Palpatine by his first name.
Yeah, what's his first name?
Steve.
Sheev.
Steve? Steve Palpatine, you get over here right now and sit in the corner. I'm just kidding, guys. I heard what you said.
What the hell's an aluminum falcon?
Does Steve drive it? Okay, sorry. Steve Palpatine. That seriously sounds like a kid's name.
Oh my god. I definitely needed that. So
you're welcome.
So since there's no so I think that had Maul killed Anakin, that we would have just seen Palpatine continuing to sway people over to the dark side until he had, like, basically what he did was cripple the Jedi Order. And since they had such a stronghold on Coruscant, that he just basically crippled them. And we would have just seen him continue to do that. Like, pull people out of the Order and sway them to the dark side. And,
yeah.
You know, it's...
Not much would have changed.
Yeah, I mean, we probably wouldn't have a Vader-esque figure, although I think he would still have people under him that were Vader-esque. So,
I mean, maybe he would have transferred Anakin's dead midichlorians to like
you
Maul.
can't do that.
He's Palpatine. He's Steve Palpatine. He can do
I'm
whatever
Steve
he
Palpatine,
wants.
damn it. So yeah, there you go. That's what I think. Jacob, did you say what you thought?
Yeah.
Okay. Good deal.
I think I did. I don't remember.
Ryan, what do you
I remember. Hey, man.
think? You sounded like what's his face on King of the Hill.
Dale?
Dale. Hi, man.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me, you guys.
Dang the old Megalomart, go boom.
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 Yeah, anyway. I think, the whole thing with Elizabeth's theory of him putting midichlorians in multiple beings, I don't think he would do that, because I think that it's probably something that's not easily done. Also, we see in the Clone Wars that he has people stealing young Force users or Force-sensitive babies.
Right.
So, I think that would probably be his next plan, would be the Inquisitors.
I was about to say, am I wrong? That is kind of what led to the Inquisitors, right?
But I think, is that something Vader did, or is that something Palpatine did? I feel like I remember
the Inquisitors were Palpatine.
Okay.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought they were okay. You're probably right.
Let's see. Raise your hand if you read the comics. Just me? Okay.
Well, I kind of read some stuff today because I was like, I'm going to read some stuff and see if I can, like, wow them with my knowledge of Thrawn. But I didn't get very far because my kids are bad at work. So, yeah. We did, however, watch Thor Ragnarok.
Okay.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Nothing.
Nope.
So,
I tried to get them to watch Star Wars, but there's only Solo, and nobody wants to watch that one.
Solo is all by itself.
Yep.
I don't know why nobody wants to watch that one. I like it. So, the Inquisitorius, also known as the Inquisitorius Program and the Order of Inquisitors, was an organization of Force-sensitive agents who worked for the Galactic Empire. Members of the Inquisitorius, blah, 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 tasked with hunting the Jedi. Mother effer, why is this so long? History. When the Clone Wars ended, Supreme Chancellor Steve Palpatine. Can we change Wikipedia to say Steve? That would be amazing. Formed the Galactic Empire and declared Jedi Order its enemy. Oh my god, I just want to know the Inquisitors. I don't need the whole history of the freaking Empire. What does Order 66 have to do with the Inquisitors?
I don't know. Let's ask Brian.
Okay, here we go. Fearing the threat the surviving Jedi posed to his rule, Palpatine created the Inquisitors to track down and eliminate the last remaining Jedi. There you go.
Yeah.
The Inquisitors were all former Jedi that had turned to the dark side in some way or another.
What a bunch of doo-doo heads.
So yeah, the Emperor's apprentice Darth Vader soon discovered the program was and was put in charge of them. So he did it without Vader's knowledge, and then Vader found out about it.
He's like, "Oh, what's going on over here?"
In the comic books. So Palpatine had contingency plans for contingency plans.
Yeah.
So like they were never all the same thing. Like, he might have put all his midichlorians in one kid, but he didn't put all his plans in one basket. So, he never relied on the same kind of plan. So, like, plan, you know, 7 was creating, manipulating midichlorians to create this, like, being of, like, extreme force power. And then the other plan was manipulating Jedi. The other plan was kidnapping Force-sensitive children. And like, he just had all these contingency plans, all of which basically just was him trying to destroy the Jedi Order and take over the galaxy because they were his biggest threat. So,
I think he was cuckoo could shoot.
And then he didn't factor in a farm boy that farmed moisture.
Yeah, he didn't factor in
Well, he kind of destroyed himself if you think about it.
I mean, most people do. I mean, almost the downfall of almost every tyrant is themselves. But also the downfall of most people is themselves. Usually when something happens to you, it's a result of you having done something, you know, previously. Not True. Always, but usually.
True.
So, Elizabeth just keeps texting us tattoos.
Yeah.
I'm stuck on tattoos.
I like the owl.
I like the owl too.
And the Phoenix.
What's up with the owl? Why is there an owl?
It's
that's what Sabine.
Ahsoka.
Yeah. Sabine paints it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Graffiti's it.
I like the rebel symbol with like the that's below the owl. That has like all the has all the other stuff
them inside it. Yeah.
That's freaking awesome.
I feel like that might hurt though.
I feel like that would cost more than my budget would allow.
I really like how simple the
Could y'all see my tattoo?
I did.
Wait, was it a Star Wars tattoo?
No, it's just the one I got on
vacation. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to get a Star Wars tattoo.
I am. Chill.
I am.
I'm having money issues. So everybody should go support us on Patreon because I'm broke.
Broke and that ain't no joke.
So
what did you just say?
Broke and that ain't no joke.
Oh, I'm not even gonna say what I'm not even gonna say it.
Stop being racist, Elizabeth.
No, I wasn't being racist.
Stop being sexist.
I wasn't being sexist.
Stop being elitist.
I thought you said broke and want to get choked. I was like, what?
Horse choked?
Whatever kind of choked, I don't know.
Okay. So, are we keeping it short and sweet this week?
That's what she said, yes.
Before we get sued our freaking pants off for the unauthorized music that Jacob's playing in the background.
Oh my God, look at
it's
this.
It's Star Wars Battlefront 2. Go buy it. There's their advertisement.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Short week. There's not much to talk about. That little thing popped up in our Facebook memories 4 years ago. So, honestly, I think we've been talking about a Star Wars podcast since I got into podcasting, which was probably five or 6 years ago. Because Spencer and I have been friends for 7 years as of this week. So.
Aw, happy friend's birthday.
So, friendiversary.
There you go.
Yay.
Yeah, hopefully next week we'll have some better stuff to discuss. So, see.
Yeah, it won't be as chaotic.
Yeah. Yeah, I had some microphone issues, technical difficulties, shocking.
Oh my god, look at what I just found online. Hold on.
We don't need to see what you found online.
No, it's freaking hilarious.
Okay. When you realize that kid you almost ran over on Tatooine became that guy. That's kind of funny.
That is funny.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So, thank you. You're welcome. How many people are living in your head?
Just like three.
If you're not sick of hearing us talk, check out all the other podcasts we do over on xwingfiles.com. Elizabeth is supposed to be joining me to discuss the final season of Preacher in the next few days.
I'm almost finished with season two. I think I have like two more episodes.
And then you still have to get through season three.
But I'll probably finish that on Saturday because I don't have anything to do. So,
okay.
So I have
it's Saturday pretty short. It's like Sunday. 10 episodes.
Yeah, so. I know. That's why I was like, I'll finish it. So. It's getting so good. The Hitler thing is killing me.
We're going to sound terrible, but the Hitler stuff is crazy. Like, never, ever, ever in your life would you think, like, I don't know, Hitler's kind of funny.
No. Then, like, it's so freaking funny. Like, I actually felt feelings for Hitler. I was like,
it's ridiculous, right?
I was telling Steven about it. I was like, Steven, oh my god, you gotta watch Preacher. And he was like, nah, that sounds like horrible. And I was like, no. So I started telling him about this Hitler thing. And he was like, Hitler's in it? And I was like, yes. And I started telling him about it. And I was like, man. And then I legit started crying a little bit. And he was like, about Hitler? And I was like, no, yeah. He was like, oh, it must be a really good show if it's making you have feelings for Hitler. I was like, I know.
We don't support Hitler in any way, shape, or form.
The guy that plays Hitler, though,
he's fantastic.
He's so good. He's so
this is
actor.
The second time he's played Hitler.
Oh, is it really?
Yes. He played Hitler in a movie called Max with John Cusack.
I said I would feel some type of way about that. Like, what, if I were him. Like, oh, you guys want me to be Hitler again? Because I was so good at it the first time? Okay.
No, I mean, that's probably where they got the idea to have him. Because he's really, really good in Max.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's a guy, actor by the name of Noah Taylor, who is just absolutely fantastic. He's been in all kinds of stuff. He's currently in the Hannah TV series on Amazon Prime and on Preacher. I mean, he was in Powers, but that show was terrible. He was also in Peaky Blinders. He was in Game of Thrones. He was Locke in Game of Thrones.
Who?
Locke. He was in like season three, The Bear and the Maiden Fair.
He was. He chops off Jamie's hand.
Yeah, yeah, that's him.
Oh dang, I didn't even know that.
What a douche.
He's always playing a bad guy.
No, he doesn't always play a bad guy. But yeah, there's this movie, Max, where he plays Hitler, and it's really, really good. It sounds weird to recommend a movie about Hitler after also talking about how you kind of feel sorry for Hitler.
No, so. I did, though. I couldn't believe myself. Like, water was coming out of my eyeballs. Like, I was just like, oh my god. And I freaking can't stand Eugene.
What?
No, I can't stand him. You're not like him, like what he does and stuff like that, but like him talking and it, how he slurs and like has all this spit in his mouth. Ugh.
Well, you got to his part, right? Like, you know what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. That didn't make you feel for that kid?
No, because I was like, you're stupid. Why are you just trying to put her brain back in her head and not, like, freaking out and calling 911? Stupid.
You know, that was his hell, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not actually really... how it happened.
Oh. I assume that's what really happened.
You weren't paying attention.
Wait, what? Yes, I was.
No, you weren't. She's the girl that... Oh, okay. No. We could talk about this when we talk about Preacher.
Wait, no, tell me, because you can just tell me again. Well, because I'm going to be wondering about it. I'm going to go back and watch them, and that's a lot.
Her brain wasn't out of her head. She was brain dead. That whole, like, her brain not being in her head thing, that was part of his hell.
I'm so confused.
She lived in the town.
Yeah.
She killed herself, or tried to kill herself, but actually made herself brain dead.
Right.
Her brain never left her head.
Well, some of it did. Like, when she shoots herself, and he's like, he gets on top of her because he sees her blink and start to breathe. And he's like, oh my god, you're going to be okay, you're going to be okay. And he's kind of like Jackie O in it with the JFK thing. He starts picking up pieces of her head.
Well, yeah.
And some of it was like brains, and he was like sticking it back in her head.
People do weird stuff when, you know, tragedy happens.
Yeah. So. He's anyway. Like, it's going to be okay. No one will ever know. Dumbass.
Anyway, for more Preacher discussion, you'll have to go listen to Automatic for the People. Elizabeth is going to be joining me for that. We're finishing up our Legion, final season of Legion right now. So,
is it just going to be me and you, or is it going to be somebody else too?
No, just be me and you, unless Ryan decides to join us.
Okay. Jacob, you can join us.
He hasn't watched any of the other episodes.
I know. We can just fill you in. Hitler's great. So is Steve.
This episode's all about how much we like the most evil men that have ever lived or not lived, really. So, anyway. All right. Go check out the other podcast. Facebook, look for the X-Wing Files, at the X-Wing Files on Twitter and Instagram. You can go support us on Patreon. We appreciate it, although, you know, we've not really kept up our Patreon promises. Maybe we can get on some kind of schedule and remedy that. My life is chaos right now. Yeah, go do all that stuff. Email us xwingfiles@gmail.com. Hi, Spencer.
Hey.
We'll see you guys next week. Until then, may the force be with you.
Bye, Steve.
See ya, Steve.
Stop that ship! Blast them!
Look, sir, droid. These aren't the droids we're looking for. Death Star plans are not in the main computer.
There's one. Set for stuff.
Move along. Move along.
That's the way.
That's the way.
It's always been.
It's always been.
Conquering planets.
Conquering planets.
Never seen.
Never seen.
Planet Hoth.
Hoth.
And Tatooine.
Tatooine.
All forever.
All forever.
Palpatine.
Palpatine. Yeehaw.
Master, what did you think.
This is the reason why the Death Star is not finished.
Does that mean you like it? Was it too flashy? Maybe the choreography was off. It couldn't have been all that bad. I liked it. Aw, come on, say something. Say I did good.